Hello, my name is Ilze Henderson. I'd just like to share something that the Lord has placed on my heart. Today is day 468 of lockdown. Wow, what an up and down journey this has been. I must be honest with you, I certainly never expected it to be this long. When it started out and we saw what was going on in China. You know, it seemed like 3 months and they were back up and running. So in my mind's eye, I had 3 months. And now 468 days later, we are still very much in this pandemic. And after the president's last announcement of intensifying the lockdown restrictions, I was a bit sad and angry. That Monday, I felt angry because once again, we couldn't do what we love to do. We can't go to the gym, we can't exercise, we can't go on holiday, we can't do anything actually, except stay at home and go to work. And our business, which is a coffee shop, has been sort of shut down once again. Yes, there's takeaways, but that is a minimal part of our business. So once again, our income has plunged. The children are at home, and there's not much for them to do except being on screens. I admire, really, the moms that do have kids that like doing arts and crafts and being creative, that's fantastic. I think that's amazing. My two unfortunately don't like to do that. They are more sporty boys and now they can't do their sports. So, yes. So I was a bit angry. I was a bit frustrated that Monday and I just felt, wow. You know, I'd like to go out, I'd like to see my friends, I'd like to go on holiday, see family. And once again, we're not allowed to do that. And except for that, I can't go anywhere. I don't have the money to go anywhere now either due to our business going down. And I think a lot of you feel the same way. And I realize a lot of you are in worse positions than I am, much worse. Being sick yourself, having family members, loved ones, close people die of COVID. So I realize, even in my situation, we are still very blessed. But I was angry in that moment. And I must say, since lockdown, I've learned that you must acknowledge your feelings. Acknowledge how you are feeling at that moment. Because when you try and ignore those feelings and stifle them, they just brew on the inside anyway. Just being positive and having positive thoughts is not enough. We have to go beyond that and deal with the emotions in that moment. And in that moment, I sat with God and I was honest with Him, saying I was angry and frustrated. By the turn of events. And what is wonderful is when you voice that emotion and when you tell God about it, it really does something to bring healing to the whole situation. I must say, in my younger years as a Christian, when something happened, I was angry for weeks, months, maybe even years, about certain things that's happened in my life. And since starting to voice these things and not pretending they're not there, because they are, and since I've started doing that, I do get angry, I do get frustrated, but the amount of time for healing to come is much shorter. So on that Monday, I was angry and frustrated, and I talked to God about it, and I must be honest, by Tuesday, it was a new day for me. And Tuesday, God spoke into my heart, and He reminded me of a song, and I know I have shared the song with you guys before, but it has taken such a new meaning for me. The song is Keep Me in the Moment. It's by Jeremy Camp, and I just want to read to you some of the words of this beautiful song. It says, "Oh Lord, keep me in the moment. Help me live with my eyes wide open, because I don't want to miss what you have for me. Oh Lord, show me what matters. Throw away what I'm chasing after, because I don't want to miss what you have for me. Keep me in the moment. I don't want to miss what you have for me. When I wake up in the morning, Lord, touch my heart. Don't let me stray. I just want to stay where you are. All I got is one shot, one try, one go around in this beautiful life. Nothing is wasted when everything is placed in your hands." And that song, in that moment, God spoke to me and said, "You know what? Yes, your happy place, you might think your happy place is going on a holiday. Your happy place is spending time with family and friends. Your happy place is going somewhere, doing things, doing fun things, going to the theater, etc. But God has placed on my heart that my happy place is actually just staying where He is, in the moment, where God is. God is the great I am now, in the present moment. Not the great I was or the great I will be, but the great I am." And when we live in the future, we live in the past, we miss a lot that He has for us. Because for me on that Monday, I was thinking about the future and thinking, oh my goodness, how long is this going to be? How is our finances going to be like? How long will we be able to go through this once again for the third time? And you just feel frustrated and thinking, okay, and when's children going back to school? What's going to happen? And you just get frustrated and totally fearful, which is not from God. And I just realized in that moment that we must stay in the moment with God, and that is our happy place. Right there where He is. There we can find happiness. And I realized, you know, with the boys, okay, yes, they can't do much, so they're on screens a lot. So what am I going to do? I'm going to spend time with them. Because they are teenagers. And one of these days, I realized that friends, girlfriends, sporting events will take precedent over me. And that is great, and that's fine, and that's life. And later they'll go out of home, you know, leave home. So this is precious time, extremely, extremely precious time to have them with me. And I realize that I can use this time. Yes, I can maybe play a video game with them. I can watch a movie with them. Okay, they don't like art and crafts, but we can go walking. We can go outside, whatever. We can buy chips and go somewhere and just sit and eat the chips or whatever. You know, just something that I can do with them now. It's actually a very special time. Also, it's a time of rest. I realized once again that winter time, it's a time where the plants rest. Everything rests. Nothing grows now. It's a resting period. And I truly believe that this is our resting period before we can plant again and our harvest will come later in the year. I truly believe all of our harvests, everything that we've lost, will be given back to us in many ways for in the later part of the year. Not just financially or, you know, I mean, if you lost a loved one, you're not going to get them back. But I truly believe what God says in Romans 8:28, that all things will work together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. And I hold on to that promise. So this is also a time for all of us, a resting period, a time to allow our roots to grow deeper and deeper. Because there are testing periods for us all, and growing periods for us all. But for now, it's a resting period to grow deeper in our roots in God and who He wants us to be. And also to realize that our happy place should be where He is. Our happy place should be something that you can do on a daily basis. And God showed me that I must make a happy list. Something that, things that make me happy on a daily basis. Things that I can do daily or at least regularly. And that's easy to do in my environment. And to on purpose do those things on a regular basis. For example, for me, I love it to sit in our garden, to listen to the birds, and to just watch them fly by. We have a lot of birds where we live, and I mean, that makes me happy. But most of the time, I don't make time to do that. I only wait for a holiday that I think, you know, that will make me happy. But God's saying, no, there's ordinary things in your day-to-day that you can do. It takes 10 minutes here, 5 minutes there, that makes you happy. It makes me happy to spend time with God. Really, it does. And many times I'm too rushed to do that. But that we all make a happy list and quiet down and do those things that do make us happy. So I've written a list. I love watching sports, for example. So that makes me happy. And that is something I can do now with several sports going on. So yes, make a list. Make a list of something now that you can do that do make you happy. And see what God is blessing you with right now at this moment. For me personally, as I said, right now He's blessing me with time with my boys that I later on will look back on and say, wow, that was a good time. I'm glad I used those 3 weeks or how long the holiday might be. For us at the moment it was 3 weeks, but use it, grab the moment, be in this moment, because this too shall pass. That's another thing that God told me very specifically. This is not something that's going to go on forever. This too shall pass. We will get through this, but learn what you need to learn now. There's a lot of things that God showed me in my life that I had to work through, and to that He showed me that I needed to get settled before He can lift me higher. And I use this time now to work on that and cement that into my spirit, into my soul, so that the time can come when He lifts me higher. Another thing that He showed me is that when we go back to normal, and I say normal in brackets because I don't think it will ever be normal, because we've all grown through this whole process. We can't just go back to the rat race and not learn anything. We've learned a lot and we can implement and use it now. And when we go back to being able to sort of do everything that we want to do when we want to do it, I want us to remember this one thing. It's something that somebody sent me, and it's actually what God placed in my heart. He told me that pre-lockdown, I mean, I wasn't every day happy. I wasn't every day grateful for things. I mean, I didn't even think about wearing a mask, never, before lockdown. And now, I mean, if I think about not wearing a mask, that will be the greatest day for me. I mean, it would be fantastic. Simple things like that. But previously, I wasn't happy. Always, all the time. So when those things come back again, we must remember to be grateful for that and to realize that life is a gift and that we must use it every day. So let me read this for you. It says, what is luxury? They made us believe that luxury was the rare, the expensive, the exclusive, everything that seemed unattainable. So for me, luxury was going on a fantastic holiday and going away and maybe going overseas and seeing fantastic things. That was luxury for me. But now we realize that luxury are those little things that we did not know how to value when we had them. And now that they're gone, we miss them so much. Luxury is being healthy. Luxury is not stepping into a hospital. Luxury is being able to walk along the seashore. Luxury is going out on the street and breathing without a mask. Luxury is meeting with your whole family, with your friends. Luxury are the looks, smiles are luxury. Luxury are hugs and kisses. Luxury is enjoying every sunrise. Luxury is the privilege of living and being alive. And God just said to me in that moment that remember when you go back to a sort of normal life once again, remember, be grateful for all the luxuries that you have in everyday life. The luxury of watching your child doing sport or culture or whatever at school. Luxury of being able to attend something at school. Luxury of getting together and attending a sporting event. Luxury of you know, just smiling to someone. I mean, I miss that. I really do. I miss smiling at people. Because, yes, you can sort of see in their eyes they are smiling or not. But, you know, a really genuine, heartwarming smile. And hugs. Hugs are so important and give so much connection between two people. So God is just saying, look up. Look up. That time is coming once again. Your Sabbath time last year is over. It's time to plant again after this resting period. And the harvest will come. But remember then to be grateful for what you have. To smile at one another and to truly be a blessing to one another. I'd like to end off with Psalm 121. One of my friends said, President Ramaphosa said at the beginning of his speech a week and a half ago, he said, we have many more hills to climb. And this made her think of this psalm of, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. You know, they look like giants. They look insurmountable. They look like, oh my goodness, I can't have another hill coming. But the psalm says, but from where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. You will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps you shall neither sleep nor slumber. And the last two verses, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve you going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Father, thank you so much that you are with us every single step of the way. Father, many of us have lost so much in so many aspects, whether it's income, loved ones, joy, freedom. We've all lost a lot. But thank you that you're using this now as a growing process so that we can become stronger and be lifted higher after this is over. Father, I pray that we learn what we need to learn and that we will walk forward hand in hand with you stronger to face this world and make a difference for you. We thank you that we can know the harvest is on its way. First a resting period, and then we're going to plant again, and the harvest will come later. All glory to God, to you, for giving that to us. We praise you, we love you. Keep us in this moment, Lord, that we appreciate everything that we do have. We love you. And we follow you with all of our hearts. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.